Time now to go to Sunday school with the professor.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you?
Giants third base coach Ron Wotus with Marty Lorenz.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
On your home of Giants baseball.
Good answer. Like the way you think.
KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Brought to you by River Islands, one of the country's top-selling master-planned communities just across the Altamont in Lathrop. Where else can you live on a lake, next door to a park, or walking distance to your kid's new school? With 10 new neighborhoods, River Islands is the one place you can't afford to miss.
All right, let's bring in the third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. That's Ron Wotus. Well, how are you?
Hey, Marty, I'm doing fine. How you doing today?
Very good. I'm just watching you go through all the drills. Boy, the spring training, you are one busy man out there. Let the fans know just a little bit, Woe, of what a day is like for you out there.
Well, you know, it starts early, obviously, because, you know, if we don't work out in the morning, you're not going to get through the day, because you're doing all these drills from, you know, 8 o'clock. You got early infielders, you got base runners, and then you go into the regular day with batting practice. We have a defensive station. You know, we're hitting ground balls on top of the early work. And you have a fundamental that you do every day that most of the time I'm involved with. Of course, then we go in the batting practice, and it just continues for another hour. So we're going to try to squeeze some lunch in here.
Okay.
And then get ready for the Cubs. You know, with all the information we have, you know, we have our sabermetric department giving us a lot of information to help us in the game, which is tough in the spring because you have so many players on the field. A lot of them you don't know, and guys are in and out of the lineup so quickly. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but we do the best we can.
Oh, well, that's spring training. I didn't realize you do that much in the day of a game, but you do it every day like that.
Yeah, the games. We got a couple days off, Marty, which we well-deserved. We all look forward to the 2 days off we have. But, yeah, it's just not show up and, you know, take a couple ground balls and play the games. You know, every coach got their areas. These guys start in the cage at 7:30 in the morning, so they put a full day in.
Ah, very good. Hey, yesterday I thought you made one of the best plays I've seen you make at third base, and it was a ground ball. Solarte, who hit about six at you, and one you went down barehanded, scooped it up, pirouetted, and threw it into the stands.
Well, thanks for noticing, Marty. I wanted to check out my new knee, and luckily I didn't boot it. And, you know, I've been working hard at my range out there. So right now I'm leading third base coaches in range. Gallego, their third base coach with Anaheim, gave me a hard time for making that play. He said I was making him look bad.
Yeah, come on. Well, Gallego used to be the third base coach for the A's, and the A's never did anything. They didn't bunt. They didn't steal. And he went through signs for every batter. I said, what are you doing? They never do anything. So he said, well, I just have to look good. I like him. You know Gallego, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we played against each other many times, you know, coming up in the game. And, of course, he was in Oakland. He was in Colorado for years. So I used to put the trained eye on him as often as I can and try to steal his signs as he does mine. You know, being a third base, which we know the systems that everybody uses. So we try to do that as well when the game's going on. And Mike Gallego is a good man and was a good little player, too.
Yeah, look, he's a world champion with the A's. And you know who beat him out for his job as a Yankee shortstop? Derek Jeter.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, well, they said, let this kid take a few ground balls, Mike. And that was the end of Mike Gallego.
Well, that's, you know, that's a Hall of Famer there, one of the greats all time. So he has nothing to be ashamed of there. But as I said, yeah, he was a good player. He absolutely was. Played the game right, played the game hard. And done a nice job coaching in the major leagues as well.
Well, you and I learned a lot about River Islands. And, of course, it's the master plan community out in Lathrop, which is just north of Tracy. You and I went out there together, and your impressions are just the first time you saw it out there.
Well, you know, I didn't know it existed until we took the ride out there and checked it out. And Lathrop, first of all, is a lot closer to the Bay Area than I anticipated. And, you know, it's just up from Livermore. And my impression was this place is going to be beautiful. I mean, the ballpark they're building, which kind of, you know, sets along the banks of the San Joaquin River, was under construction. And that's going to be a great place to watch a ball game and have other events out there and fireworks, whatever it is. And, of course, the lakes, you know, it has all these lakes and waterways. So there's a lot to do out there. There's no doubt about it. I thought I was impressive.
Yeah, I loved it. I love going out. Now, are you a hunter, by the way? We've never talked about this. I have no idea what you're going to say.
No, I haven't hunted too much in my day. I fished a little bit, and certainly you can do that at River Islands with all the water they have out there. But, no, more fishing. And, you know, I'm not heavy into it, but I have done it over the years, and I never really got into the hunting.
All right, all right. But I love going out to River Islands with you. We're going to talk more about it during the year. Well, as we let you go, I know you got a lot to do, have lunch and everything. Any of the new infielders that you want to comment on? Solarte, of course, he was hitting the ball at you yesterday. But you've got a lot of new infielders that can move around the infield. Anyone jumping out at you at all?
Well, honestly, I'm trying to learn all the new guys, you know, with, 15 infielders in camps. You know, I'm trying to get, the guys I know, the work that they need, and then put my eyes on all the other guys. You know, we got a lot of guys with versatility, you know, The Valera. We just signed another player with great versatility, Michaels. So we have guys that can move around the field, and just trying to learn them. You know, it's only game two, and, you know, we can practice all day long. And when you start seeing them in games, you know, you get a better feel for who they are, what they can do, and what they need to improve.
Yeah, the one guy that's looked good to me is Longoria. He looks like he's determined this year to come back and have a big year.
Yeah, Marty, you're right. I think most of them are. But Longoria in particular, you know, he was having a decent year offensively, and then he broke that hand. And second half, he picked up his defense, and his hand was never at full strength. You know, I really think if he didn't get hurt, he would have definitely ended up with 90 RBIs. He'd hit 20-plus home runs. So he's in good shape. He's looking forward to having a big year.
All right. Have a great day. I'll be watching you out there. And I'm going to – now, Solarte's not in the lineup, so you can take it easy today.
I do need to find out what guys are going to hit me down there. I know Longoria does, and I know McCutcheon did all the time. So I got my eyes on Solarte. I'll try to back up a little bit when he's up, Marty.
All right, well, have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, good being with you.
All right, that is our third base coach, Ron Wotus, and nice of him to take some time. As you could tell, in spring training, the schedule is crazy for him. And he pretty much does all the drills at the camp and everything else. That's the professor. That's why he does it. So I appreciate him taking the time to squeeze it in here before the Giants and the Cubs today. All right, more coming up right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.